This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, people gotten 3 to 4 to 5 years for just walking through the velvet ropes waved in by the police for disrupting Congress. Some have gotten 20 plus years. So they got hit in the face with tear gas, they pushed a fence. But Jamal Bowman, a representative, a Democrat from New York, well, they're saying nothing's going to happen to him. He thought it was a door handle when he pulled the fire alarm right when the Democrats were trying to block and delay the vote. I'm sure it was all just an accident. And if you think he did it on purpose, well, you're a conspiracy theorist, even though there's video of him doing it. So I guess Republicans could go pull fire alarms, too, and just say they thought it was door handles. Here it is.
I don't know Bowman at all, but Jamal Bowman, a congressman from New York, did something that was as bad or worse. You look at what's happening to the J6ers, and they're putting him in jail for years and years, and this guy pulled an alarm system. And to show you how corrupt they are, he then said when he got caught, he didn't know he was on tape. I mean, I don't know how you can be in the Capitol and not know it, especially after what happened. And he said, oh, he was trying to get into a door. He thought he was opening a door. It was a door 2 feet away. He thought he was opening a door. It's a red box that says fire alarm on it. He thought he was opening it. This is the crap. And then they let him out because he's a Democrat, radical left lunatic. And he should be prosecuted the same exact way as the J6 people were prosecuted.
Yeah, I mean, according to that, he needs, because somebody could have broke their leg, they could have stampeded, it's fire in a theater. He needs the same sentence that Enrique Tarrio got. What was it, 22, 23 years? But he won't see anything because they all encourage each other. They go all over the news and say, we're going to kill Trump on CNN, on MSNBC, former CIA section chiefs. That's okay. But then when Trump says, well, Milley told the Chinese he was in command and would tell them that we were going to make a military move, that's treason. Oh, my gosh, we got to gag him. He can't talk about that. Shut him up now. Democrat rep from New York, Jamal Bowman, pulls fire alarm ahead of the House vote to fund government because he got caught on video right at the key point that they were trying to block the vote. Well, it's okay because it was for a good cause, kind of like mostly peaceful protests burning down $2.5 billion of people's houses and businesses and all the dozens of deaths and police being shot, and citizens being killed. Kyle Rittenhouse tries to defend himself from a bunch of convicted criminals, and you saw what happened to him. They didn't control that judge. See, they can't stand it. You watch that trial. It was completely fair. Both sides came in. Imagine if the judge would have said, well, I find Kyle Rittenhouse guilty. Now the jury will decide how guilty. And, of course, there's a lot of really great memes of Jamal Bowman, the Democrat from New York, as the Q shaman pulling the fire alarm. Imagine the Q shaman had done that. Probably got the death penalty. There's also the Halloween costume, door handle, which is a fire alarm. And, of course, it's the congressman from New York as Ray Epps. A lot of classic stuff out there on that front. Now, we're going to come back and talk about the WEF caught orchestrating U.S. border crisis from military bases in Panama. It's a big deal. It's getting a lot of people's attention. I didn't get into the geoengineering and some of that big news. I didn't get into the spiritual battle that Tucker Carlson's talking about and how we need to brood on death. Very deep thing, he said. We're going to talk about that tomorrow one way or another. A bunch of other cashless society WEF news coming out. And really the big one I should have led the show with, but we've already said it so many times, another warning from Russia. You send British troops, well, and if Germany starts sending its own cruise missiles in, as their government's calling for, we'll just attack the cruise missile factories in Germany. And then that's nuclear war. The head of their parliament, Medvedev, says that they'll go ahead and launch nukes into Ukraine on any British forces. They'll kill British forces. And the left says, great, let's have a nuclear war. Absolutely, and two men can have a baby. It's all very reasonable. It's all very trendy. It's all very good. It's all very happy. It's all very completely insane and psychotic and demonic. But we have not had this many of our best-selling products back in stock in years because of supply chain breakdowns and all the rest of the stuff that's going on. And these are game-changing products. It's like our information's game-changing. These products are incredible. And I'm personally glad that these are now back in stock. All three of the InfoWars Platinum flagship products that have been sold out for months are now back in stock, but a very limited run because we only had a budget to get 3,000 or 4,000 bottles of each one of these. I think we got 4,000 bottles of the HGH Max Boost that people love so much. We've got about 4,000 bottles of 1776 Testosterone Boost that just came in. And we've got about 3,000 bottles of Pain MD, incredible natural pain reliever situation. All three of these are back in stock, and they're incredible, and they fund our operation at InfoWarsStore.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the top trends forecaster, the great Gerald Celente, is set to take over here in just a few minutes. I want to hit a few of the other stories we didn't get to, and we'll cover it a lot more, obviously, tomorrow. We're still blessed enough to be here on air, so please pray for us. I reported on this some last week, but it's back in the news. Up in Canada, trans activists force anthropologists to cancel conference panel discussing the identification of male and female skeletons. If you now say, this is a male, this is a female, that's misgendering some 5,000-year-old skeleton, and so they want jail time, not just things being canceled. That is Clown World. Speaking of transgenderism, you know, the chef for Big Mike, who John Rivers said was a trainee, and who does walk around sometimes with something large bouncing around in his pants, it's now being reported. We'll have more on this for you tomorrow. A whistleblower from Barack Obama's late chef family has reportedly come forward revealing that at the time of his mysterious drowning at the Obama's Martha's Vineyard estate, Campbell had been working on a tell-all book to expose the misdeeds of the Obamas. He is also said to have a years-long sexual relationship with the former president. This comes at a time shortly after the Larry Sinclair, a homosexual man, alleges that he smoked crack and had an affair with Obama in 99. It also fits a similar pattern of a little-known case of a man named Donald Young, member of Obama's church, who allegedly had a years-long intimate relationship with him in the heat of the 2008 campaign. The night before Young was set to come forward to the American public to expose Obama, he was mysteriously shot and murdered in cold blood in what was later deemed to be a home invasion in Chicago. No suspect was ever charged for his murder. This is a major revelation, and it appears that the truth about Barack Obama is finally coming to the mainstream of American public. This begs the question, what really happened to Tafari Campbell's Obama's chef and Donald Young? They deserve justice. We'll be talking about all of that and a lot more on Tuesday's transmission that kicks off at 11 a.m. Central, right after American Journal with the great Harrison Smith. Don't forget, 3 p.m. Central, Owen Schroyer is back in town after spending 5 days with family in St. Louis ahead of having to report to federal prison on or before the 24th of October. That's within 22 days. He'll get out after 2 months, reportedly, the night before Christmas, Christmas Eve. Owen Schroyer, soon to be political prisoner, 3 p.m. Central in 52 minutes from now. Please don't forget, the way the clips, the articles, the videos get out is you reposting them, you sharing them, you emailing them, you tweeting them, you Facebooking them, you sending it to your text message friends. That's the war. You're the real power here, not me. Share the article. Share the video. Share this big breakdown Gerald Celente is about to do. And please go to InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 and get a book. Get a film. We've got the new Orange Man political prisoner mugshot shirts, limited edition. When they're sold out, they're gone. We only printed like 3,000 of them. That supports the broadcast. It's a collector's edition. We've got a bunch of the great products back in stock, like Vitamin Mineral Fusion discounted, all the InfoWars Platinum products back, and the trifecta sale of DNA Force Plus, Bobby's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, and Real Red Pill Plus that are just over-the-top powerful. Go read what they do for you at InfoWarsWar.com. They're all on sale, but that has to end Thursday morning. It ends Wednesday because we're selling out of one of the products. They're 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Thanks for fighting for my future and your future and our children's future. Thanks for funding the tip of the spear. Thanks for all you do. And now I want to thank Gerald Celente for guest hosting. The mighty Gerald Celente takes over now.
Thank you so much. And again, everybody, listen to what Alex Jones said. Do everything you can to support InfoWars, because they're doing everything they can to support you. And censorship is real. And I get this crap, America fighting all over the world to bring freedom and democracy as they steal it from us. And you got that guy, that clown, that arrogant guy, Jamal, what was his name, Bowman? Let me get my glasses. That Alex was just talking about. Bloman. Yeah, maybe. Pulled a fire alarm in the House building Saturday. And this is what he said. I am embarrassed to admit that I activated the fire alarm mistakenly, thinking it would open the door. I'm embarrassed to admit. What are you, 6 years old? If I did it, man, you'd have me locked up. Oh, yeah. A politician, and I am a full of crap idiot. I'm a shittiot. I'm a politician. I'm full of crap and I'm an idiot. And you swallow my crap. You become a good American. You swallow political crap or else we'll send you to jail. Or we might kill you. Oh, yeah? That's right. But what did RFK Jr. say? The CIA killed his uncle, John F. Kennedy, and his father, Robert Kennedy? That's right. What a jerk. What a jerk. A jerk off over there in D.C. D.C., the capital of shidiots. Politicians full of crap idiots. Full of crap idiots. Hey, we're going to talk about the economy. This thing's going down big. And what else is going on? You know, here's the toilet paper record. And they talk about what's going on with this dance and what happened with that bill, you know, the way they're shutting down the government. And they call the people, that are against sending more weapons of death to Ukraine, right wing. Right wing. Far right. Far right. That's the word. Far right. Far right. I mean, far right wants peace. So here's the story. When I was a young guy and the Vietnam War was going on, the people that opposed it, they call the far left. Oh, yeah, like arrogant Bernie Sanders, a fat little slob. Oh, yeah, who sends all the money he wants to Ukraine. Oh, yeah, but he was against the war. What happened, Bernie? All the Republicans that voted to keep sending money so we don't shut down the government. Yep, yeah, that was the bill. So they call those that oppose it far right. How can you make this stuff up? This is how bad our government has become. It's a freak show. They're shidiots. They're full of crap idiots telling us what to do. Here's the deal, man. If we don't have a new third party, it's finished. It's over. It's gone. I mean, some of the headlines like last week, you know, House Representative Gates, where we pronounce his name, amendment to ban transfer of cluster weapons was killed. Yeah. Yep, another bill introduced by Gates would have cut off military support for Ukraine altogether. It failed in a vote of 93 to 339. The House voted down two amendments aimed at reducing U.S. support for the proxy war in Ukraine. One amendment introduced by Representative Andy Biggs of Arizona to strip $300 million in industry in military aid for Ukraine, included in the Pentagon appropriations bill, was rejected in a vote of 104 to 330 and only received support from Republicans. These aren't.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now he's running on he already announced he's running as an independent. And then on October 9th, he's going to say which party. Now remember, I said the Libertarian Party back in January. And I said that because they're on all the ballots around across the country. And a lot of his, not all of them, but a lot of his stances are in the libertarian category. So anyway, we'll see what happens there. You know, I want to talk a little bit about what's going on in the markets. They're down again. No kidding. Why would you invest in the equity markets when you could get 5% by going into a money market fund or treasury getting nearly that? So as long as interest rates stay high, the markets are going to go down. And you can go back to July. I was saying on the air and in our magazine, the Trends Journal, we're not going to change the name to Trans Journal. And you go to JonesTrends.com and you get a great deal, JonesTrends.com. That the markets would go down in September. And they did. The Dow lost 3.5%. And they said they're going to go down in October. And today they're down again. I also forecast that gold prices would go down as the dollar stays strong and interest rates stay high. I thought gold prices wouldn't go lower than $1,850 an ounce, and now they're in the $1,830s number. So I do believe that gold prices are near their bottom. And gold prices are going to go up. They're going to skyrocket up when two things happen. Number one, when they lower interest rates. When they lower interest rates, it's going to be the beginning of the death of the dollar. The dollar is only strong because of a high interest rates. We have a $33 trillion debt load. And by the way, in this week's Trends Journal, Gregory Mannarino writes an important article about global debt load. So when they lower interest rates, the dollar goes down, gold prices go up. Simple as that. The higher interest rates go, the lower price gold prices go. Number two, people know how bad it is. I bought two bags of grapes, organic grapes. It's like $18. Who can afford this? It takes 42 weeks to buy off, if you were to pay it off week after week after, 42 weeks of earnings to buy a new car, according to Moody's Analytics. 42 weeks. Your average median price of a home is about $420,000. $420,000. What's your median household income? About $74,500. And you're going to buy a $420,000 home? No, you're not. So going back, when the markets crash, the people realize how tough life is. It becomes a reality when the markets crash. That makes the headlines rather than Taylor Swift or Beyonce. What a joke. What a joke. Here's Taylor Swift kissing a boyfriend. What are you? Oh, we're the Cartoon News Network. We're CNN. By the way, they too, the mainstream media, they're shittiots as well. Full of crap idiots. And bureaucrats. They too are shitty its. Full of crap idiots. They're not idiots. They're full of crap. They got this. Oh, and they hate you because you won't swallow their crap. Hey, remember Fauci? Fraud Fauci? Again, right in your Trends Journal, we wrote about that as it was happening. He said people should never shake their hands again. Here, Fauci, don't forget when you masturbate, don't forget to sanitize your hands. Yeah, they're shittiots too. Oh, and you know another class of shittiots are? Celebrities. Oh, celebrities. Like that pencil head, that guy, I forget his name. Oh, he goes all over supporting war. Oh, celebrity. I'm a celebrity. Another member of the club. As George Carlin said, it's one big club and you ain't in it. And you have to support InfoWars. I do everything I can to support freedom, peace, and justice. And InfoWars is on that platform. So when you're getting the products, you're not only helping yourself, you're helping them. And again, if you want to know what in the world is going on, what's next and what to do, you want the Trends Journal. And of course, you go to JonesTrends.com, JonesTrends.com, and you get a real bargain. You know, again, I get this, the toilet paper record, the New York Times, $4 a day. $4 a day. And again, when I talk about the shittiots, they destroyed America. They destroyed this country. Here they are talking about sending more weapons of death to Ukraine as the people in Maui are suffering. Hey, how about all you people in East Palestine, huh? Yeah, you know, when they had all, they spread all that poison from the crap heads that run the rail system, the arrogant club. Screw you. The hell you worth. You're worth nothing. Only for the war machine. Oh, the war machine? Did you hear about how they're going to building a war machine in Ukraine? Oh, no? Oh, you didn't know that? That's right. NATO. They're bringing the military industrial contractors there. Probably along with the United States. Yep. They destroyed America. The infrastructure is rotting. Oh, look at the big news. Oh, it's flooding in New York City. Flooding in New York City. It's a crap hole. And you got crapolas in charge. Oh, remember Warren Wilhelm Jr.? Oh, yeah, the arrogant guy that changed his name to Bill de Blasio to get the Italian vote. One clown after another. One clown after another in Congress. Get in front of you, Mitch McConnell. And maybe he'll do a double burial with McConnell and Feinstein. Oh, my God, the senator died. Big deal. Oh, you couldn't go see your mother when she was dying because of COVID. That was all. Oh, you couldn't do that. But the senator dies. Oh, my own me. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. There's a lot more coming.
As they ride on, hear the cry.
Don't lie down and take it. Spread the word about this broadcast. Pray for this broadcast. Support other broadcasts, please. And please financially support us at InfoWarsStore.com. only way we operate is your funding. You are the InfoWar. You're the reason we're here. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and empower yourself and your immune system and your body and your health and your vitality with a trifecta sale, 40% off, with DNA Force Plus finally back in stock, Body's Ultimate Tumor Formula finally back in stock, and Real Red Pill finally back in stock. It's been a year since all three have been back in stock together. There's no excuse not to get them. They're so amazing together. 40% off right now when you get all three together, or 25% off individually. The trifecta sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. The only way we fail is you don't take action. This will enrich and empower your life, and it keeps us on the air. So if you want us to keep fighting in the face of these attacks, we can't do it without you. Plus, these are great products you need. That is a total win, a 360 win. The trifecta sale. Go now. InfoWarsStore.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Everything on The Alex Jones Show. And again, do everything you can to support InfoWars because they're doing everything they can to support you. Their staff really works hard, as does Alex Jones, to give you, you know, information and keep pushing for what very few do, freedom. And again, if that should be the candidate's top campaign message, freedom, freedom. Don't tell me who to be, what to be, and what I should think. I could think for myself. I'm not a moron. I know what I'm talking about. I only write about facts. So if we want to talk about facts, we'll talk about facts. Oh, no, not what you just call facts. What I look at as facts, too, that are contrary to what you're putting. And so let's go over the data. Now, data doesn't count. Only what the government shoves down your throat counts. So anyway, as you well know, as I said, people are going to wake up to this when they find out when the markets crash, when the economy goes down. And there's an article in Bloomberg that just came out at the end of the week. The U.S. consumer is starting to buckle.
Yeah.
Rising gas prices, crimp spending, delinquency on rate, and the delinquency rate on credit cards reaches the highest level in more than a decade. Don't worry about it. That's all right. Highest level in almost a decade. Yeah, but when the Great Recession was just ending, and it's getting worse. And now, you know, I had a kid growing up as an Italian in New York. Oh, the mafia, hey, they charge 10% interest on their loan. Oh, yeah? What is Citigroup, what is Amex, what do they charge? 27, 25? Average right now is 20.5%. Look who's running the country. And don't call it a mafia. Call it a bankster crime syndicate. Let's call it a spade a spade. So the people are suffering. Measure of consumer confidence slumped to a 4-month low in September. Yeah, no kidding. We said this would happen because it's summertime. People are feeling good. And then when the summer ends, reality comes back. Again, this is Bloomberg. Household purchasing power has already fallen. With large retailers such as Target Corp seeing a drop in discretionary spending. Oh, and closing down businesses because of violence. Stealing. This, no one says this. This did not happen before the COVID war. I went to buy a toothbrush in CVS, the Oral-B. They had them locked up. This didn't go on before the COVID war. You didn't have people stealing like this. Oh, and how about the homeless situation, huh? And again, I have a homeless solution. But not allowed to talk about it because I'm blacklisted. That's not racist, blacklisted. I didn't make it up. I'm whitelisted, okay? I used to be on Oprah. It's on twice. I used to be on CNBC, CBS, Good Morning America, The Today Show, Fox and Friends, over and over and over and over and over. No more. As I said, on the economic front, no, this isn't stagflation. It's not a stagnant economy and higher inflation. It's dragflation. Oh, can't say dragflation. Oh, remember the word gay used to be happy? Can't say that anymore. Again, be what you want. Do what you want. Don't tell me what I have to be or what I have to believe. Yeah, you listen to all these old jazz songs. Hey, so gay. You used to mean happy. I mean, they make up words. They don't want to make up anything they want. So going back to this economy thing, the people are suffering, and they won't report how bad it is. And they're bringing it out now. 61% of people are living paycheck to paycheck. Got it? But the rich keep getting richer. And going back to the COVID war, again, crime wasn't skyrocketing like this in stores. And the geeks, the first ones that locked down, Look what they did to San Francisco. I left my heart in San Francisco. Yeah. So going back to the homeless solution, they blacklisted me on it. The homeless solution is this. Get them out of the cities. You're spending all these billions of dollars putting them in shelters and all this other stupid crap. Let's build homeless towns. We got all this vacant land. Let's build beautiful homeless towns. And give them trades. Give them things, teach them things to do. And the ones that are out of their mind that you can't do anything with, let's build a special place for them and take care of them. How about that? To keep homeless people in the cities is stupid, moronic. And you know why it's stupid and moronic? Because they're shidiots. Yeah. Full of crap idiots. Oh, and this, all of these people coming into America, I don't want to pay for them. I remember when I was a kid, they used to talk about my cousin Constantino from Italy. They couldn't bring him in here because the restrictions were so tight. Hey, but now anybody can flood in. And we want as many people as we can. Because then the more people we have, the less we have to pay the plantation workers of Slavelandia. These people will work for a lot less money. Yeah. And again, I wrote about it in this book, in Trends 2000, international bestseller. The H-1B visas, brought to you by the Obama gang. This is the beginning of the internet revolution when I wrote this. It began, the internet revolution really hit mainstream around 1994. The book came out in 1997. The crap head that was president of Warner Books held it up for a year. A trend book. But anyway, still became a bestseller. They did the H-1B visas for the same reason they're letting cheap people come in now, cheap work. Because all of a sudden a high-tech business is booming and people are demanding high salaries for their computer skills. No. We'll get them from India. We'll get them from China. We'll get them from anywhere around the world. Give them an H-1B visa. Let them work cheap. Oh, and then, thanks to the Clinton gang, they send all that manufacturing, things they used to make here, chips, over to China. They get cheap labor so they can make more money on their profits. Oh, and this crap, this inflation BS bill of Biden. I said, oh, Biden. Yeah, nothing's changed. Obama, oh, Biden, Greenberg, Iceberg, it's all the same. The same gang's in charge. Still the Obama gang. But anyway, you're giving companies billions of dollars to build ship plants. This isn't America. That's fascism. It's the merger of state and corporate powers. How about giving billions of people to little people to open up mom and pop shops? Or his and her shops. Or her and her shops. Or his and his shops. Not only to the bigs. It's fascism. The merger of state and corporate powers. That's according to Mussolini, a guy that knew a thing or two about fashion. So again, we're going to take a break. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get what you need, because they got what you need. And you need it.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Solente.
Hey, great thing on the Alex Jones Show. And as I say, do everything you can to support InfoWars, because InfoWars is doing everything they can to support you. And, again, putting Owen in jail for 60 days. Wait, what is this kind of stupid crap? You know, there's an article in on Wall Street on Parade. They do great work. And they're showing out all the felonies that J.P. Morgan Chase gets hit with. And nobody goes to jail. They pay a pennies fine. Pennies. I think they came out with their fines that equal like 37 cents, you know, from what they did. Nothing. But anyway, get the products. And they got a great product sale right now that's, you know, it's wintertime. And it's time to build up your immune system. And nobody talks about this in the mainstream media, of course, because all they want you to do is buy what the drug dealers are selling. Oh, I'm sorry, they're called prescription drugs, yeah. And they have this vitamin mineral fusion, and it's back in stock. You're going to get 25% off. And it's been out of stock a while, but it's back now. And for months it's been gone. And there's no better time, as they said, winter's coming, to make sure that you're boosting up your natural system and getting your essential vitamins, minerals, and nutrients. and vitamin mineral fusion, again, it gives you that, and it's back in stock, 25% off. And again, look at people, you know, they're working hard, they're not eating great. You really need this to keep supporting yourself and do what you can to build up your immune system. So don't wait till it's out of stock. Get it now. And you go to InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com, and get it because you need it, if you think so. And again, you know, Biden, going back to the war, yesterday he came out and said, you ready? I want to assure our American allies, the American people, and the people of Ukraine that you count on our support. I want to assure the American allies, the American people, and the people of Ukraine, you can count on our support. I'm an American people. Can't count on my support. Why don't we do a poll? Here's the poll. Do you support sending more money to Ukraine? It's about $130 billion now that's targeted. And if they answer yes, can we take it out of your paycheck? Then see how many answer yes. It's not my war. All you little shidiots, I am an American patriot. I believe in the founding fathers, George Washington, no foreign entanglements. This crap's been going on between Ukraine and Russia for centuries. And again, people have no idea about the United States overthrow of the democratically elected government of Viktor Yanukovych in 2014. Brought to you by Victoria Nuland. Catching her on the phone with that other little clown boy of nothing, a little piece of garbage nothing. The guy, what's his name? Jeffrey Pyatt. And Ambassador Ukraine, F-U to the EU. Yep. F-U to the EU. We're going to put Yatsen, this little clown, Yatsenyuk. They have no idea. So this clown, Biden, a little warmonger, loved every war, got five draft deferments. And then when the deferments, when the fourth deferment ran out, he got the fifth. He claimed that he couldn't go in because he had asthma as a kid. And again, he's a member of the club, so he didn't have to get drafted in the Vietnam War. But he used to brag about what a great athlete he was. He goes on to say that... that the vast majority of both parties support Ukraine, and he's urging lawmakers, little people sucking off the public tit their whole life, to stop playing games, get this done. Isn't that nice? Yep. No peace protests, nothing. Biden said, we cannot under any circumstances allow American support for Ukraine to be interrupted. You will do what I tell you? I am in charge? Can you imagine this? Oh, America that goes, kills people all over the world for freedom and democracy, and you got this crap spewing out. Yep. We cannot, under any circumstances, and this is the way the Financial Times sells their propaganda, and I was saying this before. They go on to say that, much of the opposition to helping Kyiv, you ready, is from radical House Republicans who are already unhappy with McCarthy's compromises with the White House on spending. Radical House Republicans. And again, I can't stand a Republican, the Repulsivekins or the Democrats. I had enough of them. I had enough of them. But to call these people who are for peace and don't want to steal our money as our country's rotting in front of us. Radical House Republicans. Then, this is the crap spewing around the world. Alicia Cairns, a conservative MP who chairs the Foreign Affairs Select Committee in UK, conceded that optically, that's a quote, the episode was, you ready? A win for Putin. But maintained she was, quote, still reasonably confident of the U.S. delivering everything we need of them, end quote. Oh, if only women were in charge. Oh, there'd be peace. Oh, no, this piece of crap is saying to send more weapons. Again, I'm tired of this crap. If only how come you don't hear that anymore? Oh, you got that Baerbock over there, the warmonger in Germany? The van der Leyen over there, the other clown in NATO, Hillary Clinton, Samantha Power, Susan Rice. All walks. Good, bad, and ugly comes in every race, creed, and color. So save it. Don't want to hear it anymore. Biden in August asked Congress for an additional $24 billion in funding on top of the $113 billion already approved. Isn't that nice? Again, all you people in Maui, the hell with you. It's $700. Get the hell out of here. We got to give it to the war machine. They're in charge. Dwight D. Eisenhower, a five-star president, warned the American people that the military-industrial complex was robbing the nation of the genius of the scientists, the sweat of the laborers, and the future of the children. And here we are. And again, I launched Occupy Peace. And I had the most three buildings on the most historic four corners in America, pre-Revolutionary War buildings, and I bought them. The only reason I bought them was the seeds of democracy was sown here. Love it or leave it? No, you leave it. I'm an American. I'm only me because I'm a Napolitano, born in the Bronx, born to be free. If I was born in Alta Villa Arpino, Vica Quince, that wouldn't be me. I'm only me because I'm an American. A dear friend of mine said, Gerald, you got that beautiful garden, but you have all those American flags up there. So it'll look a lot better if you took it down. He's a dear friend of mine. He only said it to me for nice reasons. I said, no, I'm keeping them up there. Okay, people think, he said, everybody thinks you're a Republican. That's how sick it is, that peace on earth, goodwill to men doesn't count. And again, you can also, if you want to support peace, go to OccupyPeace.com, OccupyPeace.com. And remember, support InfoWars because they're doing everything they can to support you. And if you want to get the Trends Journal history before it happens, you go to JonesTrends.com and you get the bargain of a lifetime. See you soon.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.